Our guest analyst this afternoon, Ben Buckner with Ag Resource Company. Ben, we saw a grain market that just kind of quietly traded mixed here today.
Yeah. And honestly, not a lot new going on. It's kind of dull. Even volume wasn't terribly robust. And I think that's, you know, it's the same old story. It's kind of a demand bears against the supply bulls. And we know we are losing demand, particularly exports in corn, wheat, and soybeans, but we're just not sure about yield yet. And so it probably will be another 6 weeks before we know anything. And so I don't think the market can break too hard until then, particularly the August crop report, which is now going to be a huge deal for the marketplace.
Now, typically, too, we get a crop report here on a WASDE report on Thursday. That one's normally not a big market mover, is it?
Yeah, no, it's normally not. I think the question this week is going to be whether the USDA incorporates NAS acreage numbers and whether they choose to adjust yield or not. We're very certain that they're probably going to use the NAS acreage numbers, but they are not mandated to do so. So that will be kind of question number one. That will be answered very quickly after the report is released, but it just kind of goes back and underscores the uncertainty that we've got, even with USDA numbers, given the shock we saw in the June acreage report. So other than that, though, it probably will be kind of a dud and will be dismissed pretty quick.
Okay. Weather, too, kind of has been traders don't know how to take whether rain is a good thing or not right now.
That's right. And I think, you know, the next issue is if these forecasts verify if heat and dryness will be a good thing. And it seems, you know, given recent rainfall, soil moisture anomalies, it probably is a net positive. But in a normal year, if we saw this high pressure ridge and this lasting dryness show up in the first half of July, it would be adding premium to price. So you're exactly right. If it rains again, is it good or bad? Or if this 10-day dry spell is good or bad, we just have no way of really knowing or quantifying yield potential.
Yeah, right, right. And then again, on the other side of the coin, the livestock markets kind of all over the board there today.
Yeah, that's right. And same old thing. I think, you know, especially with hogs, we're kind of waiting. We hear more and more about, you know, swine fever in China and the rest of Southeast Asia. And we're looking at, you know, very, very weak soybean and oilseed imports, protein imports into China. So it does seem to have some effect. Do they come to our hog market or pork market in bulk again? They're waiting on it. Does not, you know, I think the general consensus is that maybe not yet, but that is something that I think the pork market especially will be very, very anxious about over the next couple months and even the next couple of years. You know, I don't think that will be solved anytime soon. China hints at that the worst is behind them, but I'd say I'd take that with a grain of salt.
Anything else we need to be talking about or aware of here?
I think it's all weather, and weather in the next 2 or 3 weeks, things get bad enough one way or another that sparks another round of fear-based buying. Otherwise, if weather is just kind of normal and rains come back in the second part of July, I think we're stuck here at this new plateau, so it does not pay to be bearish grain markets, but I don't think we'll have a lot of upside vigor unless we know yields being affected by more than the 164 to 167 yield estimates by the trade.
Ben Buckner at Ag Resource Company in Chicago.